Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, crotch discomfort might be just hurting your game. Fear no more. The kings of the crotch comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. The brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the royal ball throne. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming also have the Lawnmower 4.0 for that trimming that you need so that you can wear the boxers and chill. They've even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time for you to invest in your family jewels, my friend. So let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using the Bubba code at manscaped.com. Be proud of your underwear and wear the Manscaped waistband with a badge of honor. Your balls deserve it. Again, you got the Lawnmower 4.0, you got the Boxers 2.0, and you got the Jewel Pouch. What else could you want? It's all happening at manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. Up your crotch game, because once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back. Hold on. See if you can get that much high pressure on your lips. Right, hold on. Talented as fuck.
Yes, you are.
Say it right now, mommy.
You're talented as fuck.
Ready? Hold on. Anna Humble, you do it.
I can't.
Try. Try.
All right, we're live.
Just try. Hold on. I'm gonna show you how to do it. Anna, you ready? Hold on.
Yeah. There's a delay, but I can't.
You'll see it in a minute.
Oh. I don't know what you're doing with your lips.
I'm putting extra really, really fucking high pressure on them.
Okay.
For sure.
I'm just spitting all over
you
the place.
You really got to really pinch them together
but
hard.
But I can't.
Well, hold on. You were a trumpet player, too, or a French horn. Now, Anna, with that type
when
of
I was in
pressure
fucking
skill,
seventh grade.
With that type of pressure that I'm able to generate, should I be a trumpeted playing motherfucker when
yeah,
I?
Yeah, it's a good. I believe it's called embouchure.
Yeah, that'd be good. I played the trumpet, and
I can't do that. Let me try. Come on.
Suck.
Blitz, can you do it?
Probably not.
Try.
Oh, I think I.
Oh, that's something.
Now, is that just your lips?
Yeah.
Oh, that's whoever's doing.
That's me.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're taking a shit. Who's that?
Me.
God, I hope someone.
That sounds like a fucking
right
elephant. Hold on, look at these cops beating the fuck out of this guy on
good,
TV.
He deserves it.
Look at him.
Where?
Piece
oh,
of
damn
shit.
It, I missed it. You guys are communicating.
Like dolphins, like we want to fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's hot.
Hold on, is it like you're an elephant? I mean, is it like you're borderline elephant taking a shit?
I'm getting lightheaded over here. It's a lot of pressure.
You're getting like a fucking elephant. Anna, you got to pierce them together. You got to pierce them together like this.
My brain's going to explode.
No, it's.
I can't. I give up.
You would have been a good trumpet player.
You missed your calling.
You hit the high notes.
I can put some motherfucking pressure on my shit.
Michael Massey, $250. Twinkle, twinkle.
Oh, who is that?
Damn.
All right, so Lummy. You went and got $80 worth of tickets on a $70 fucking funded deal, so you kicked in 10 of your own.
Yeah.
I kicked you back 10.
Sure did. Just
so
saw
now
it.
There are, so it's Bubba, Lummy, Dan, Jay, Anna, Blitz. Did Rhett kick in?
Yes, he did.
Rhett. So there's eight. I get 2 8s because I kicked in, right?
Yes.
Blitz, would you not agree on that?
Yep.
Everybody else gets 1/8. So, hold on.
Brian Stefan, 530 stars.
That means, hold on. Is it, Blitz, was it 200 and?
296.
296? 296 divided by 8. Each guy gets 37 million, but Blitz, I get 237 millions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means I'd have 74 million.
Oh.
That'd be badass. 74 million. First thing I'm doing, Blitz, is I'm saying we're not going to be at work for at least 2 months. Paid. Anna paid.
Oh, my
Plus,
God.
Anna, don't forget, Anna, I'm giving you a cool half million right Woo! Here. Boom.
You're the best, Bobs.
Blitz, what I get? Am I giving you $1.2 million?
Well, look, I'm not trying to talk you out of giving us money, but don't forget, if you win, that's part of the pool. We also all
yeah,
win.
Yeah, so you're just giving us extra money on top of
oh,
our
you're
40
right.
million.
Oh, you're right.
I'm not trying to not take your money. I'm willing to take it, but
no.
Just so you know, we also get
you
it.
You know, see, that's why you're my boy, because you talk some sense into my shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
You don't need my money. You got your own.
Right.
Right. Needless to say, can you agree that we won't come back until maybe September, October?
How much do we each get?
40 million.
37 million.
Oh, I can guarantee you we won't be back until at least then.
until Barb.
Bye.
But let's, here's the deal. I would say that we would all, though, even though we're rich as fuck, we would all like have to have an agreement.
Sure, we would do a show once a year.
No.
Catch up, see what's going on.
No, I think we need to do like 4 shows a month. And whether it's like we do one a week. Or we do 4 shows in a row and take the month off. Well, we got to do something.
Sure, I'll say that now. We'll do that.
Sure.
If you think any of us are coming after winning almost $40 million apiece, you're insane.
Yeah, that's true. I'm blowing this show. I'm even,
that includes you, by the way.
I'm calling Mark Tate up and say, listen, you know what? I'll pay. I think I got a 10-year lease. How much I owe on my lease? Here.
Yeah.
Bubba's number would be changed,
too. And I'd be like, Blitz, Mark Tate's going to let me buy the building, and can you blow it up? Blitz, actually, if you were to raise a building in this area, you'd probably have to get a permit because of the aircraft deal, right?
If you wouldn't blow it up anyway.
No, I mean, you have to knock it down with probably an excavator, and probably the dust and shit it could potentially create, you'd maybe have to get a permit on the deal. With the potential airport being involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's tearing this building down isn't going to create any kind
Take
of hazard.
Take about 1 second.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Hello, who's this? We're on the air.
Bubba, what up? White Ice-T, how you doing?
Hey, White Ice-T, how you doing?
I'm great, and I'm totally 100% pulling for you to hit the numbers tonight.
Me too, I'm hitting those fucking numbers.
I know you guys are all going to pitch in. Buy Cox and fire a motherfucker that's fucking working there right now. Put him in the streets.
That's not how I'm spending my money.
No, they probably want.
Yeah, we're going to make an ass.
Probably for that radio station, they probably want. I'd say that station probably gets 6 to 7 million. You know, for that particular station. And quite frankly, I don't even want to run a radio station.
No kidding.
I want to be on a boat. I want to be on a boat with some hot sluts.
Fuck yeah.
Just fucking and getting high.
When you say it like that.
Yeah, but I think it just means you buy it, shut it down, and fire everyone.
No, they got contracts and shit like I have to pay off. I'd be like,
we're going
to
pay off those contracts.
No,
don't
fuck
worry
that.
About
I'd be like, you keep wallowing around in your bullshit obscurity. I'll keep fucking being the man that I am, you fuckers.
Maybe actually we should keep them alive. This way they can talk about you the whole time
you're rich and
you're spending our money on.
Right.
Hey, fuckers. Y'all have a good day.
All right, man. Thank you, White
Thanks,
Ice-T. What's the first thing you buy? I know the first thing I buy if I get my 74 million. Hello.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Doc.
What's up, Doc?
Doc the Fabricator of the Stars?
Listen, motherfucker, I do so much for you, I never ask you for a fucking thing. I call you and say I got a deal for you, and you can't even call me back.
I never got any of your texts. No, you know what? I take that back. I got your wife.
I got them all.
No. I had your wife message me that I got, and Doc, I swear to God, I've been so I had this film crew in all week, and I absolutely did get your wife's message, and I don't ever want you mad at me. So what do you got going on? What can I help you with?
Well, I know you're fucking incredibly busy every Saturday night, but I got a new shop, big place. You know, I'd have to take a loan out to bring your ass down there because I know it takes millions to bring you in.
No, hold on. What do you got a new shop? And first of all,
did you build Bubba a lawnmower to race?
First of all, Doc, I would never charge you a dime to do anything for you, my friend. I'm looking at your badass Bubba Army fucking. I mean, you've done so much for me. Money's no object because I'm not going to charge you a dime. What do you need, buddy?
No object because we don't have any.
No. First of all, I tried calling you last week. I got some friends in town that I do special work for. They travel the world. They're called the Sinister Sisters, and I was going to bring them on there. And if you Google them, I think you're going to like what they do.
The Sinister Sisters. Let me send you a
Sounds
link.
Dirty.
Are they dirty? Are they porn girls?
They're on the edge. Put modern day burlesque Metallica and check them out. Oh, all of the props I build. I build all their props for them.
Right.
Are they from Sarasota?
Yes, they're from Sarasota. Her dad, Nicolette, is the ringleader of the whole thing. Her dad is pretty world famous. He was the longest running Ringling Brothers ring announcer forever. That's
really?
His daughter.
Holy moly.
Gorgeous. Well, I'm looking to see. The boys are going to send me a trailer here that I can potentially watch.
I'm just going to send you their Facebook.
The longest Ringling Brothers announcer ever. Can you believe that?
No, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Now, Doc, you said you're opening up a shop. What do you need, buddy?
So I had to move into a big shop. You know my deal before. You know where I was at.
You had a nice little freestyle shop kind of deal.
Yeah, you owned Feld.
Yeah, well, it blew up so bad during COVID. Believe it or not, everybody else was crashing, and I was expanding because everybody had projects and a lot of time. So I took out a bunch of projects, took out a bunch of cars to build, and I had to move into a 5,000-square-foot building, and I kind of outgrew that. Now I'm at 7,000-square-foot.
Doc, everybody wants you to fabricate shit for them, so I don't find it unreasonable that you are expanding.
Yeah, world famous, Doc.
I mean, you're world famous fabricator of the stars.
Worldwide.
Doc. Worldwide.
Yes.
So I am a... I'm doing a grand opening VIP invitation only gig. It's October 15th.
Hold on, Doc. Let me
wait a second. That date.
I got my calendar right here, Doc. I got my calendar right now. Hold on.
No.
October 15th. Hmm. Well, right as of now, Doc, I don't have anything scheduled.
You got a race that night, probably.
Nope, I do not. I don't have a race until the I don't have a race until the 29th.
It's a Saturday.
So, Doc, I'm giving you my word, just like when I said, Doc, Tyler's fucking frame's torqued up. I need you to weld on it. You're like, bring it down here. You gave me your word. Boom. I'm giving you my word. I'll be at your event. What's the details?
The details are you can send it to Becky's phone. I need your full name and an address to send you a packet out.
Okay.
It gives you a rundown. There's going to be a email address to verify your RSVP. You'll get a bracelet in the mail.
Damn.
Plus one, plus two. You can bring a couple of guys. There are going to be some people there that you know in the industry. There's going to be somebody that lives in Sarasota that you know. That's going to potentially be there. Obviously, I'm trying to keep some of the riffraff off.
Yeah, I know. So, listen, Doc, I'm there, buddy. I'm there. Now, I cannot promote this to the public because it's invitation only. So, Doc, I'm there, buddy. You've been so good to me, buddy. And I did get Becky's message. That's on me. But, Doc,
it's all good. I understand you're busier and shit, so I just keep hitting you up. I don't know if you're getting them or not getting them. You know, but
I didn't get anything from you, Doc, but I got Becky's message. I did get Becky's message.
I'm gonna if you want, I will bring the girls on and do a full show for you in the studio if you want them.
Yeah, I might want them. I mean, it have to be like an like we tape it and then decide where we put it because they are pretty sinister.
That's it's totally up to you. It's your gig. You're the boss. You tell me what to do.
All right, cool. Well, Doc, let me hit you up privately. Or Doc, will you retext me and say, because here's the deal. Doc, I lost all, I, like, I don't have everybody's, I just get numbers now. I don't get names. So can you text me and say, this is Doc. This is my number, so I can lock it in as Doc, please?
Right. All right. Well, is your digit?
It's still the 51. It's still the 512 gimmick. Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So hit me up and today. So and yes, as of right now, man, I'm good for October 15th. I'm there, buddy. And again, Doc, I owe it to you, buddy. You've done so much for me.
You don't owe me shit, man. We're, and that's the thing that pisses me off sometimes when I see people trying to squeeze you for every freaking nickel that you don't have. You know what I'm saying? It pisses me off. That's why I don't come out and say, I want. You know, I'm not that kind of person.
No, but you've done so much for me, Doc. I'm there, buddy. I'll text Doc, like right now, get off the phone and text me so I got you locked in, okay, buddy?
You got it, brother.
Thank you, Doc.
All right, man. Love you.
Doc, love you. Uh-oh. Doc built all these Bubba Army signs.
I know.
Really nice.
I mean, and these are big signs. What are these, Blitz? Maybe 5x5s? 4x4s?
4x6, maybe? 5x3?
Yeah.
Big.
I mean,
they're beautiful.
They are beautiful. I mean, and they're like, I think his cost on them were like
$1 million?
No, like $400 or $500. Like his cost with the aluminum and the, you know, I know he's selling them for $1,800 back in the day.
Whoa.
But, and you know what, Blitz? I could use one more. I could use one either. I could probably use one right on the other side of the TV, Blitz, don't you think? I mean, I think we need one more.
Okay.
Maybe.
He's like six or seven
more.
I know
when people walk in here, they're like, holy shit, those signs are unfucking believable.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
And Blitz, they've for 11 years, they haven't burned out.
I know, they're great.
God, love you, Doc. Now, Lummy, I will tell you this, Blitz, you cannot broadcast this, okay?
Okay.
These are the Sinister Sisters.
Yeah.
Man, they're,
oh, wow.
I think we could. First of all, that is a nice. That is, Anna, even you.
If I don't call it out when I see it.
No, like, I know you got a nice ass, so being a fellow nice ass club.
Yes, we all hang out, and that's a great ass.
Does she not got a nice ass?
She's VP of the club.
God, that is a nice ass. I am an ass guy, too.
Are you?
Yeah. Ass guy.
I don't know if you're an ass guy.
Ass guy.
Oh, this is them,
they do like acrobatics and shit?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
We so flexible. Need that.
But we need that for a 190. Well, maybe we don't need that for a 199.
No, we do not.
But we could. But Blitz, we oddly enough need it. We just got to figure out where we put it.
All right. We need that.
We need some of that action, don't we?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
The Sinister Sisters.
I like the Cinnamon Sisters.
I don't need the Creepo guys in the background.
Oh, shake that booty.
I don't know which one. Oh, hold on. They're going to do some
fire.
Oh, yeah. Eat fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that. She can light a menorah.
I like to see you try to do that, Blitz, right there.
Oh, wow.
I can do that.
The ribbons.
You can't do shit.
Yeah.
You can't even fly my drone in here.
I flew it outside.
Did it?
Oh, whoa.
I thought you said if it was a real drone, it might be locked out because...
You can go about 10 feet up and then it stops.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, then, see, I can't fuck it up, Blitz. I can just fly. It just lets me fly 10 feet.
I bet you can fuck it up if you really try.
I bet you could if you tried hard.
This blonde, this looks like a White Snake video, doesn't it?
Wow.
Sure does.
Here we go again on my own.
Careful, we get a copyright strike.
I get a cop because blah, blah, blah.
They're going to play for the secret.
Yeah.
What's that, Anna?
Oh, they cut it off.
They were going to bump Uglies.
Oh, whoa. Choreography.
I need to send. I need the Sinister Sisters here. And Doc, text me today, buddy.
Immediately.
Doc has been so.
Yeah.
He immediately.
We get that new 7-sided stage or whatever it is. They can dance on that.
Yeah, the pentelegram stage.
The 7-sided stage.
He's so brilliantly constructed.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
Now I know what you and Blitz talk about private. Myself.
We talked about it in public.
I don't think we've ever talked about it privately.
Yeah, only in public. Oh, shit.
You guys are so mean to me.
I thought it looked
I want to use the stage. Get the Cinnamon Sisters up there.
You can tie off of where the stripper pole was.
Tie off from up there.
Well, like how she just did that little rope gimmick or whatever.
Oh, on that.
Tie off.
Yeah.
That makes you. Are they doing heroin? Probably.
There's that chick from up in the Panhale station that does that.
What do you mean?
Mary Jo.
She works for the station?
Yeah. She does that rope whatever called stuff.
What are they called? That ribbon.
Ribbon, yeah. Yeah.
You better get some goddamn aircraft carrier cable for me.
Snap it off.
I couldn't.
I want to see Lummy do it.
Oh, my God.
A ribbon. A intuitive.
Break the ceiling.
Yeah.
Ribbon dance.
Oh, my God. It'd be hilarious.
Oh, I think they're called silks. That's what it's called.
Yeah. It better be made out of fucking aluminum to hold my ass. Oh, yeah, right.
I won $25 on me.
No, oh, good job, Blitz.
What'd you win $25 on?
On scratch off.
The scratch off said, "Love Blitz."
Aerial skill.
Oh, you guys got for the paycheck coming up tomorrow night. You guys got your $199 money.
Woo-hoo. Hell yeah!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did Red win? Or if the Filthy win anything? He bought some scratch offs too.
$5, he said.
Do scratch offs or scratch? I know somebody. Blitz that won $50,000 on a scratch off. On a $10 scratch off, and this is fairly recent. Like this is in the last like 3 months.
Oh, nice.
And he's a local race car driver.
Oh.
And I saw him at the track. Hmm. Like, guess what I did? Guess what happened last week? I'm like, what? And he goes, I won $50,000 on a fucking scratch off. I'm like,
did he scratch any off for you?
No, but like when you win
50 grand's not that much.
Well, 20 bucks.
But when you win 50 grand, Blitz, you can't go to the convenience store and get that, can you?
Anything over $500, or actually it's 600, but there's no $600 prize. But anything over 600, you have to go to the lottery office.
Now, is there a local one? You got to go to Tallahassee.
No, there's one on 301.
Shane Williamson, 1,200 stars. Tickle, tickle.
I think up to, it's either 250,000 or a million. I think it might be 250. You can go there. If it's anything more than that, you got to go to Tallahassee. Or you can just send it in the mail.
I would not trust that at
all. No kidding. I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Did you tell the vice president of Target that our pump is here?
Yeah. He hasn't answered me yet. He's probably super busy.
I know, but we got, I mean,
Target boy.
You know, stuck in aisle 14.
But Lummy, that pond is just, it's got me, it's quite frankly, it's got me tore up on the deal.
Oh, well, he's, we talked about it over the weekend and he said he was going to be on it. So,
Bubba, what's your first purchase when you get 70 million?
74 million.
What's your first purchase? What are you buying?
Electric car.
Which one?
A Plaid.
That's what I'd get too.
I'm going to get me a Plaid.
I'd get one just to have.
Then
a black plaid.
They look so plain. I don't get it why they wouldn't like.
What's faster than a Plaid?
Not there really isn't any like 0 to 60. There really isn't anything.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Over that, a lot of the other cars are going
to
beat
it. Could the Plaid make it to Ocala?
Yeah.
It's 120 miles there.
Oh yeah.
There and back.
No problem.
Now, if I had a fast charging station up there, because we got 50 amp service all day up there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's right. I got one right next to my camper.
Yep.
And then I could fucking recharge it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, really? I think the range on those is like, what, like 400 or 500 miles now?
Yeah, like 350 or something.
Yeah.
If you're really getting on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my sister, she's got, well, her and my brother-in-law both have Teslas. And, like, they don't go any farther than, like, you know, I think their commute to work is like 23 miles.
I mean, for a local commute, daily driver, yippee-yo, it's the perfect car.
But how much have they determined, Blitz, like at home, how much it actually takes to charge it, like dollars-wise?
Sure.
And is it...
There's calculators you can plug in how much you're getting charged for electricity and...
And is it still far less than fuel?
So the total cost of ownership is... Like about the same. You really don't, you know, because you pay more up front. So it's not like you're not really saving anything in the long run.
Now, what about like, for instance, you know, when you have a combustible engine, you have to, you know, change the oil and you know,
yeah, you don't have to do that.
Air cleaner and
yep,
none of all that kind of bullshit. Like how long by the same token, Blitz, by all accounts, you should be able, if you well maintain your car, just... You know, oil changes, let's say, every 3,000 to 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you take care of your car and you rotate your tires and you put your brakes. Kind of like what Anna's going through with Gus. How many miles does Gus have on it?
Almost 108,000.
Okay, so, you know, like,
And you really haven't done anything major to Gus because you've stayed up on her. Like, have you done anything major to it? Like, have you had a transmission rebuild?
No, nothing like that. No.
Like a timing chain or anything like that?
No. Everything's been a pretty quick
fix. All right, so Blitz, by modern-day engine standards, if you take care of them, you're probably not going to have any major issues up until well over 100,000 miles.
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
Especially in today's world where, you know, with synthetic oils and frequent oil changes and tire rotation, your brakes and things like that. Whereas how have they determined or have they had electric cars long enough to see how long it takes before one of those fucking motors blows up? Like, we know with gasoline motors, we have a pretty good idea. You know, and like with a diesel, Blitz, you can get 300,000-400,000 before you even think about having issues. Ooh, yeah. Right?
So the typical EV car like that, the motors, as long as you don't modify them or do anything crazy, last quote unquote forever. The thing that really goes bad is the batteries.
How much are batteries to replace?
Anywhere from 7,000 to 30 grand.
Oh shit!
And so what's the shelf life?
About 10 to 15 years.
Oh, okay.
So,
and it's probably a lot to how hard you drive it, and
sure, if you keep up with it, keep the charge right, temperature, you know, all that, you could probably stretch 20-25 years out of it.
Is there a way, like, do they, you know, like some batteries like respond better when you run them all the way down then recharge them, some respond better when you never let them get below a certain point, like within the car world battery, like what's the sweet spot on that?
So they're lithium cells. They like to be charged and stored at about 50%. And so
I mean you can, if you go over 50%, that's great, but they don't, you're like, what you're saying is like if you had to really get them as much life out as you could, you'd never let it get below 50.
Yeah. And even like if you let it sit for a few weeks, like you want it at 50, not fully charged.
Oh, you don't want it at?
Correct.
Fully charged?
So you'd want to pull into your garage usually at 50% Blitz?
I mean, if it's like an overnight thing, charge it. But like if you know, like, hey, I'm going to go on vacation and I'm going to let it sit here for a week or two or three.
Oh. Don't charge it.
50%.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you an electric proponent? Like if you had the money, would you buy one?
Absolutely.
You kind of like that stuff.
So I'm like, I like gasoline cars. The next car I'm going to buy is going to be gasoline. But they're awesome.
Now, cars are coming down, by the way, and you have been waiting for this opportunity.
Yeah.
So are you now actively in the new car, or I'm sorry, you slightly used car business? First of all, no, I would never suggest anybody buy anything new.
Why not?
No, I mean, usually you can get a much better deal on something that's a year older and has like 10-15,000 miles, can't you?
You used to be able to. Not really a whole lot anymore.
So it's better to buy new?
No, I wouldn't say better, but I mean there are cases now where you might be better to buy new, yes. Mm.
If you had to go buy new, what would you buy right now?
A new Silverado.
Yeah, those are nice.
2022-2023 Silverados.
Those are really nice.
No question.
How much are they?
For a nice one? You can find one for $80,000-$85,000.
Yeah. What?
Well, yeah.
Now, are you talking about super loaded Blitz or?
No, just, you know, a few options.
Hold on, my truck is super loaded.
Okay.
I can't think of anything my truck doesn't have. Maybe a tonneau cover, but that's not, you know.
You don't have the platinum though, do you?
It's not four-wheel drive.
Well, that's a big one.
Okay,
yeah.
But it's not four-wheel drive. Everything else, I got the Lariat. I got the 5-liter Lariat.
Okay.
So with the exception of four-wheel drive, I think I got every option available. Maybe not moonroof. Maybe not moonroof and four-wheel drive. But other than that, I think I got
heated and cooled seats.
Yep, heated and cool seats.
Full massage wheelie.
Yes. Collision control.
Automatic lane avoidance.
Automatic lane avoidance. I got badass thrush flow K&N on it. You know, I got all that. And, I mean, it's hard telling. I think my truck at one time was specking out to be like 46,000 used. I don't think it is there right now. But I couldn't. Blitz, I owe like $17,500 on my truck.
Okay.
I
I could never replace it for what I owe. I can never, and you know, like, and the equity that I have in it.
Right.
Right?
No.
I mean, what is
no,
that?
No.
Probably a $40,000 truck still?
Probably.
All right, so call it $40,000. I owe $17,000. You know, I got $23,000 in equity. I don't think I could buy anything new or used and have $23,000 of equity in it.
Well,
I don't think.
No,
but you got also four other cars to drive
around.
Yeah,
but they're all, you know, not, I guess, my Benz.
Yeah.
But that's my, you know, that's my prom car. That's my prom car.
And you're driving the dually under chicken sandwich reviews.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, but what if I tell the merch crick to hit the road and now, you know, I got to have my own truck. I just can't. I don't like to be dependent on anybody.
Well, give the $23,000 to Kevin, and when you tell her to hit the you know.
Oh yeah. So when you're ready to go, it'll be $21,000. Good job.
Hey, isn't crypto kind of? I know we're not supposed to.
So you didn't look today then?
Oh,
it went down since last night.
I give up.
Not that much.
Well,
not that much. I don't start panicking until Bitcoin gets below 20.
Oh, I'm not. I'm
and Ethereum is below 1,000.
Yeah, that's staying above 1,000.
Close. Yeah, it's getting there.
What's it, 1390?
Does anybody have one Bitcoin?
No.
No.
It's the time to buy it if you want one.
The if you'd like to buy a new F-150, Bubba, the limited edition starts at 77,000.
70?
Platinum is it starts at 64,000. And that's without options.
What about Lariat?
Lariat, let me scroll up. 49,000.
Is that the electric one?
Oh, damn.
What?
The Ford?
No.
Oh.
You can go up higher if you want, like, the Tremor edition or the Raptor.
Oh, the Raptor, like Tom Brady.
Oh,
that only starts at 71,000.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
That's actually not that bad.
Even Tom can roll around in the same truck.
King Ranch is 60.
I'm trying to buy some Bitcoin.
King Ranches are nice, though.
I'm not doing shit. I'm just saving money trying to live. I'm not into buying new shit.
I was gonna say, if you did sell your truck, that you get that 23, you could put that. You could have one Bitcoin.
Yeah, one Bitcoin. Yeah,
buy a Bitcoin.
Would it be cool to own one Bitcoin?
Fuck yeah.
One. I own a Bitcoin.
They send you a T-shirt, like a little Bitcoin T-shirt, so people know who you are.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
When you have one Bitcoin, they send you a shirt.
Hold on. You got more than one Bitcoin? You earlier said you don't have a Bitcoin.
Yeah. I got a Bitcoin shirt, though.
Oh.
He got it probably from Kevin.
I actually got it from Amazon.
Oh.
But hold on, Lummy. If you have one
Bitcoin. Do you want me to buy you a Bitcoin
shirt?
Hold
on. No,
I don't know
if
they have 3X.
What I'm saying, Lummy, is you're trying to say that Bitcoin actually sends you.
Yeah, the company Bitcoin.
There's no company called Bitcoin.
Oh.
Isn't there?
It's
Lummy, explain yourself.
Lummy, are you fucking ribbing me?
Yeah, you have to go on Amazon and buy him a fucking shirt.
Lummy, honest to God, are you fucking with me?
Yes, I was. Because I was going to say then you could like roll around like a lot of the guys that are crypto millionaires and they all wear Bitcoin shirts.
Or they put like Bitcoin stickers on their Lamborghinis.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Because then you could roll around in your Mercedes with
your
Bitcoin
shirt. We'll get you a Bitcoin shirt and I'll rip off the sleeves for you.
First of all.
I'll get you a Bitcoin bumper sticker for your Mercedes.
Is there anybody... Like, is there a list of who owns the most Bitcoin?
Yes.
There is.
No, it's all anonymous.
Wasn't it Shuki Askagouki that is the one that invented
Shitoki Nakasako?
But who is he though?
Shuki Askaduki is
even
the guy.
His identity is anonymous.
Right, no one knows who he is.
You don't even know if that's a person, it could be a group of people.
Correct.
Now Blitz, isn't it Shuki Askaduki?
It is.
Suzuki Asaburu.
That started
Asaka I Kukuko.
Who? I suck you some cocoa?
Jesus
Christ. Let us suck you here, Shema!
Technically, Bitcoin. Technically, Bitcoin. Technically, Bitcoin.
Nobunaga.
Was worth less than 10 cents per Bitcoin upon its inception in 2009.
Sure.
Company has ridden steadily since. Is now worth around 6,000, which this is...
It's old. It's just those people are pretty much still the ones, I think, own it.
Hold on. The FBI?
Ta-ha.
Hold on.
That'd be so funny.
Here are the top 10 people, institution, that held large number of Bitcoin. The FBI?
Don't they seize a lot of Bitcoins from people?
They sold it fairly quickly, though.
Shatosky's Nakanosnis.
Mm-hmm.
Bulgaria, Bitflex, the FBI... The Winklevoss twins.
It's Kevin's friends.
Garvin Anderson. Roger Verrier.
All your buddies.
Barry's. Charlie Sheen's in there?
Really?
No. Charlie
Shrem?
Shrem.
Oh.
Shrem.
Bulgaria. Bulgaria is currently sitting on one of the world's largest stashes of Bitcoin in the world. How did the European nation come into possession of an enormous sum of money? A crackdown on organized crime by the Bulgarian law enforcement in May of 17 resulted in the seizure of a stash of, oh my God, Blitz, listen to this, 213,000 bitcoins.
Yep.
Wow.
Enough to pay off the country's quarter of its debt. According to Bulgarian authorities, the criminals used their the criminals are the ones that would shake, you know, Jay and Tom down, right? They must have broke some of those criminals.
Thankfully, the government's not corrupt.
What's Bitfinex? It's a crypto. The FBI is one of the largest renowned holders of Bitcoin. In September of 2013, they brought down Silk Road.
Yeah.
An infamous dark web drug, whatever, and seized 144,000 Bitcoin owned by the site's operator.
Ooh, it's like Arachnet, Bubba.
So, yeah, it is like Arachnet.
Mm-hmm.
The Winklevoss twins.
Winklevoss.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Winklevoss.
They were also, I believe, in the Olympics as well.
One of the days.
Rowers.
It may say, Bubba Clem, one Bitcoin.
That's what you wanted to say on your tombstone? Or
Bubba Clem
died
with one Bitcoin and seven Ethereum.
Nice.
That's it. Drop the mic, bitches. Bitcoin, having one Bitcoin was badass when it was 60K.
Yeah.
Now that it's fucking 17.5, it ain't shit.
Well,
I wish it was 17.5. I'd be buying some.
It ain't it, isn't it?
17.5?
Isn't it?
29. No, 20.9.
Yeah. Or like 19. Yeah. 19,000.
I just checked it.
Splitting hairs at that point.
Well, it says 20,000.
That's a big difference.
947.
Yeah.
52.
Yeah, I'll tell you how bad I am on Bitcoin. You ready?
Yeah.
Guess what my average cost is? 34,000.
Oh, I was just 40, but that's...
Could be worse.
I mean, I don't have that many. I'm pretty good on Ethereum. My average, not really. My average cost on Ethereum is 1,900.
I'm reverse on that.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm good on Ethereum. I'm bad on Bitcoin.
Well, same as me.
Yeah.
But let me reverse of that, though.
But
I thought he said Ethereum was bad. I don't know. I don't even log into that shit anymore.
I'm bad on both, motherfucker, please.
I don't log in. I don't even know my password anymore.
Lummy, you better know your password.
It's written down somewhere.
Do you know your Coinbase wallet account information?
Yeah, I got that one.
No, Blitz. Okay, I got Coinbase, I got PayPal, and I got Robinhood. I got a smattering of in all three.
Okay.
Can I really get to that money?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's all small amounts, like, you know, $800-900.
Sure.
So, like, they're not going to, you know, if I wanted to take it out, I could get it, couldn't I?
Maybe, maybe not.
No, are you being for real?
Yeah. Remember when all the crap went down a while back and Robinhood was like, you know, we're going to stop people from trading for a while. And
yeah, that was on AMC and stuff.
Like, no, but hold on now. What,
GameStop
like, so,
shit.
But hold on. If you want, let's say I wanted to sell all my Bitcoin right now.
If it's just you for no reason, then you would have no problem.
Right.
But like, if something starts to happen where like multiple people are going to start selling quickly, you probably
no.
Would
it's
never
just
see
Bubba
it.
Clem, and you know, finally, I'm fucking over it. And yeah, I'm going to sell.
If you decided right now, hey, I want to sell it,
right,
you'd get your money.
Yeah. But now, if you've lost money on it, then there are no taxes,
well,
right?
Yes, yeah, so you get a tax credit.
Mm.
Well, you're supposed to.
On a loss.
Yeah.
Shit, I could use that right now. Hello.
Hey, what's up? It's Hot Carl. I got a quick question for Blitz or whoever knows the most about crypto. So
Blitz.
I got this guy. He's like 70, and you know, I hang out with him sometimes. We go out. He says that he's a crypto millionaire. He says that he's got like $1.3 million in crypto.
Yeah, he's trying to fuck you.
Did he ask for a loan? Did he ask you to buy Five Guys? What?
No, dude. It's okay. So why? What's the deal with he says that he can't get his money out? Like he said that he had it like sold, but he can't like pull the money out because of some issue that happened. Is that what you were just talking about, the Robin Hood thing?
Well, he didn't have the magic wand password, McGillicuddy. That was the problem.
He didn't have power pick. Hello, burn it.
Who knows? I mean. It could be a million
hold on.
Things.
Who knows if he's even... Hold on, buddy. Who knows that he's even telling the fucking truth?
Yeah. I mean, he could have just sold it. There could be a hold on the money. There could, yeah. I mean, you know, he could have went to a scam website. He could have fucking... Who knows? I mean...
Who knows? Who fucking cares? Yeah.
It's like calling up saying, hey, my car doesn't work. Why doesn't my car work? Fucking who knows?
Well, he says that it's in the wallet, but he got like... There was like some Russian hack type deal or whatever. So he's basically saying that it's like he's just waiting for it to be cleared or something, but the money's there, and he pulled out before it dropped. So I don't know, man. I don't know shit about it. Just wondering.
I'm going to be honest with you, buddy. I think he's bullshitting you.
Oh, I do, too. I do, too. So, anyways. All right,
yeah,
guys.
I mean, it could be a million things. Who knows?
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Hot Carl.
Let me, what day did the dirty.com release the sex tape screenshot?
I have not looked. I looked up the Spice Boy one. Now, can I ask you a question on the Spice Boy one?
Yeah, I got Bubba Army Radio. Now, Blitz, we can't get a violation for playing archives of Bubba Army Radio, can we?
No. Okay. Well, I mean,
do you want?
You never know. You're saying that you never know.
Yeah, you never know. But yeah, but no.
Did I mean, you might turn this in. You.
Yeah, I already did.
All right, go ahead.
Did you want the date that you announced it, or do you want his actual last show after Candlebox played? Like you gave him time to say goodbye.
I probably want both.
Okay.
Now what date is that?
That's April 20th is the day he said goodbye, and I believe it's April 13th is when you announced
that
he was
leaving.
Man,
you're good as fuck. Did we address Okay. TheDirty.com. Did we, like, you know, talk about that on the air? Do you know?
Well, the problem is there's some of them without notes, so it's hard to search.
Yeah, most of them are out without notes.
Yeah, so, like, I have to, like, kind of just start listening.
All right, so which was the first date in April?
April 13th and April 20th. April 20th was his last show. You gave him, like, a couple minutes to say goodbye to everyone.
Really? Yeah. Now, April 13th is what?
I believe that's when you announced it. I have to listen to the whole rest of the show.
What segment, potentially?
I don't know. I just found the dates. And,
okay.
So I had to listen to it because there's no notes on it.
The Love Sponge Show.
It's going to be here. It's going to be here within probably 50 sponsors today. All that and more. Hazmat team cuts out a 600-pound man. All right.
The Dirty.com thing was possibly April 22nd or 23rd.
Any truck. A little bit of credit for probably one of the smartest men, one of the greatest football minds of all times. To the guy.
What year, Blitz?
2012.
At least they're able to keep their ass out of jail.
Like, why would you?
My opinion.
And
shit.
And that may or may not be the case, and it's just really.
I mean, this is the 13th show.
Yeah,
billboards. You talk about them
now.
Endless infants, you are.
Very beautiful woman, and she's a very. And. Man, my show sucked back then. Good now.
Saying, quote, that the witness.
Google Trends, and if indeed enough people do it.
Well, you know, again, I'm not in a position to comment at this point. I'm going to wait until the investigation is concluded.
Well, how can you not comment on just what's been out?
Exactly.
Dad was a Marine for 30. I could spend a whole lot, but I also. Well, I mean, I don't know if maybe it was towards the end of the show.
I just got to listen. Children, right? Yeah.
I saw her at the Shepherd's Bikini Contest one time.
Mm-hmm. Settle down. What? TLS Foundation?
Yes, sir.
Tickets to Van Halen.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Thank you very much for all participating. Everybody.
You're insane.
I mean, I don't think it's on that show.
Okay, well, yeah, I was going to skip through it. And.
All right, what was the show that potentially I let him say goodbye to?
April 20th, 2012.
April 20th, 2012?
Correct.
All right, here we go. What segment, do you know?
The last segment.
Last segment. Oh, yeah. Shit. Hold on.
It's after Candlebox.
Seriously, you're going to ask us that question?
Yes.
Fought over a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Like fist fight?
It's just stupid, petty stuff. I mean, what happens is you get really tired on the road, you know?
Well, I mean, there's only like 3 minutes left.
Yeah, I think it's short.
And you just, it's like, you're just not in the mood, you know, you're just not in the mood to deal with anything. And it's not so much that you're not getting along with the other person. You just, stuff comes up and you're like, you know, it's not them, it's you. And you just get into it, you know, but I don't know.
By the way, April 19th. Are you sure, Lummy, that he said goodbye here?
98 and 99%.
What's the worst? Pete will tell us. Pete, what's the worst one ever?
Pete, come on. No.
Was there ever real fights?
Was there a fist fight?
Biggest fight we ever had.
Yeah.
Because I thought that his first show on the bone was April 19th.
Hey, so, NASCAR, Kevin.
And this is April 20th, but he's still here, obviously. Yeah.
Me and you're Pete leaving. You're out. You're gone. Good.
Yeah. Hang on.
Good for you, Bubba. He's gone.
What's so good about NASCAR?
Me and Pete will hang out, and you and Nerd Kevin hang out, and we'll hang out, okay? You and Kevin, get the hell out of me. Fine. Out of my studio.
We'll smoke the finest dope on the planet.
What sport do you like?
He likes tennis.
And
everybody just I don't think NASCAR's a sport.
He didn't think
you know what it takes to do it.
Balls.
If you know the teams and what it takes, you'd like it.
Well, yeah,
and I mean,
it's a hobby.
He's out.
A sport.
I know. This is his last day.
Good choice.
And Kevin's gone too.
Pete,
and just you and I. You and I. Maybe Sean. Sean doesn't even know.
I'm going to fight Pete.
Sean's going with us. Oh, it's when the music was going?
Yeah.
All right.
Sean likes to smoke dope. He's coming with me.
Sean's going with Blind James. That's who he's going with, okay? I don't even understand why I'm, like, didn't suspect him. The tape was already out.
I was never really a fan, and we've done two races. I sang that national anthem at the Phoenix Raceway a few years ago, and then we just played it again this past,
there's only, like, 2 minutes left in the entire show, Lummy.
You didn't give much of a goodbye.
I mean, it's when you're there.
I agree
can't watch it on TV.
I agree.
But like when you're at the race, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I did it. What do we do? Homestead and Daytona. And both of them, honest to God, were really cool experiences. Yeah.
So. He just plays a dick on the radio. He's actually pretty cool sometimes. Really, he is.
He's really cool.
Anyway, fellas, man.
Except for the tape that he stole.
Sean, you got anything you want to talk about?
Not really.
It's 420.
Okay. And Kevin, how about you in closing? You got, I mean, any side,
I
any
just
side projects?
Say thanks for having us, man. We love the show. It's always a pleasure. And you guys have been great to us over the years. And all the fans in Florida and all the fans around the United States.
Yeah, good fans.
Support.
By the way, there are some tumblers that the merch crick found.
It's 420.
Best for 20 years.
BubArmyMerch.com.
We are 20 years old, kids, as a band. So.
And buy the new album.
Yeah,
buy the new album.
Please do. Love please stories do. And other musings.
Now, is Florida one of your good like one of your good states?
Really,
like,
you know,
it's our best.
Really? It seriously?
Is. Yep.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, tonight and last
night. All right, let's get Spice Boy saying goodbye.
Tonight, every Florida show, the fans are rabid. And
how about Texas? How's Texas do for y'all?
Texas is good
it's
for
not
us.
Bad, yeah.
Right?
It's not great.
California? Decent?
Rabid is not.
California. Is it?
California.
They're like, what's rock and roll?
Yeah, they don't even know what the hell
it is. 420 in California, bro.
They got,
how many times is this guy going to say, I'm back in a pot? Yeah.
They got medical marijuana. They don't even know nothing.
They don't know what day it is.
And you can't even get Sean out of the state. He just wants to stay there the entire time. He does his own side project
we're going
in California.
On the road, Sean. We got weed.
Jesus Christ. Wrap it up, buddy.
Okay.
And we're stopping in California for the first three legs. Candlebox tonight, Janice Live. You can always go, you can find them at any social networking. Guys, Pete, Sean, Kevin, thank you so much for being
here.
Thank
you. Pleasure, man.
Thank you for allowing our listeners to come in as well.
Right on. Right on.
You guys.
Go out and buy their stuff. They're one of the. One of the great bands that come in and can actually get their ass out of bed, and they're not a bunch of prima donna dicks. They've actually sold, you know, millions and millions of records, but they still remember, you know, where they came from. When Kevin's
remember
not,
the little people.
When Kevin's not having a diva moment and Pete doesn't have to kick his ass, and it's usually pretty damn good and all that. So, fellas, thank you so very much.
Yeah,
Monday, Monday we start a new version.
Oh man, well, I didn't give much time, now, did I?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I'll probably get a fuck. I'll probably get a yeah. I'm gonna get a copyright strike on that deal. Monday, obviously. You play if you play little spurts of it, sometimes you know.
And, Janice Live with Candlebox.
Thanks to all the crew here and the staff and you, Bubba. I appreciate everything you've done for me. Thank you, and I hope.
But if you only play like little snippets like that, I don't know if the algorithm catches up on the deal. Does it? It takes like 5 or 6 or 8 seconds for
sometimes
to get
the
algorithm.
Yeah, everybody gets a chance to listen to this show starting Monday night,
7 o'clock. 1 or 2.
And how much money I can make off this sex tape.
By the bump. I got to say goodbye because I'll start crying. So.
Bye, house tonight.
All right, I think that's it, right?
Yep.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
I got one other thing you got to look at, but I got to tell you privately.
Okay.
Whew, look at the time. I got to go give blood today. Double red blood cells.
Nice.
Get my milkshake blood sucked out.
Get a gift card or anything today?
Yeah, like I think it's a $20 gift card for something.
Amazon?
Applebee's, I think. Right?
Oh, Applebee's, even better.
I think.
Applebee's.
Yeah.
Bubba's not going to Applebee's.
Oh, Longhorn or Bust.
Longhorn. Yeah, pretty much. Blitz, you got any plans, buddy? What should we do with these tickets right here?
I'm taking them home. See you guys later.
No, I'm going to hide them. Here.
Yeah, let's take a picture of them. No big deal.
Yeah, well, we'll just leave them here.
So yeah, I mean, you could take them. I don't care, but.
I'll just leave them right here. Fuck it. There's four of them. Blitz, what if I come down? I take pictures. Blitz, I'm going to take pictures of them, then I'm going to send them to you, okay?
Okay.
So that you have documentation.
Okay. Or I could take pictures of them, too.
It doesn't matter. Either or. Can you imagine if we won?
Oh, my God.
Would we come to work tomorrow? Yeah, I think we would.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Said we won, bitches. We don't.
That'd be a fun show.
Please, no
Suck
more.
Our D's.
Please, no.
Everyone, all the haters, not the fans.
Let me. I'm not saying that. I'm saying suck my dick, motherfuckers.
No. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying I love you guys.
My God. Oh, I was saying to the haters, all the haters out there,
and to not haters.
Right.
Suck my cock.
No, we love all the fans.
Side note.
What?
One thing I love. Is when people try to threaten.
One thing I like is when people think they're a lot tougher than they really, really think they are, and they're some fucking Guido guy. I hate people that think that they're Italian and like part of the mob when they're really not, because people that are part of the mob don't fucking act like this. They're quiet. They're concise.
People on my show, You're going to come after people in my family? Because really, that's what this is. So if you are a guy and you've got a cemetery full of skeletons in your closet, if you've fixed a radio contest that you've done before.
Hold on. Yes, I have. My contests. I don't work for a corporation. If a girl wanted a pair of tits and I'm doing 12 moves of Christmas, guess who bought the tits? I did. They have a false sense of what's really wrong. You work for corporate America. You can't do your contests the way I do. It's my contest. I'll let whoever win.
Right.
If you've got ex-employees that work for you that constantly feed me information about all the bad things that go on.
You mean constantly feed you the...
Hey, man, I got some information for you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
Behind the scenes, if you've got a guy like me who may have 20 years of pictures of things that you don't want to get...
Anna, doesn't this sound like kind of like extortion?
Yeah, I was just about to say that, yeah.
Out there, I would not rock this boat too much. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, don't rock
that boat. Pretty good and I'm staying pretty quiet, but the more you rock this boat, the angrier I get. And trust me, in time, I don't know, the time keeps changing. What are we supposed to get fired by February? Yeah, now it's March, now I hear it's September. That's fine. Keep sending dates. Keep sending dates, buddy, because it's going to come back to bite you in your big fat ass. I guarantee it.
Man, they got them processed really good.
That's before they changed microphones, too.
So it sounded great. Wish I could get that processor. Anyway, we're out. Love me. Love you.
Love you.
Keep up with your goats.
Will do.
Tell Travis about the pump.
He's working. He can't come today. He's going to try tomorrow.
Please, Lummy.
If not, then
I'm sure he knows this fish are dying daily because of this.
The health of our pond is directly associated to that thing not working. And then, Lummy, once Travis gets it hooked up with the fish-like kicker, there's no excuses, Lummy.
Oh, no, never.
At all.
No,
I mean,
no,
you
never.
Might even have to put the waders on. I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me.
No.
It's Lummy's obligation.
I love that pond. Remember how good it was looking? Blitz got the chemicals and the
blue. Yeah, it looked good as fuck. And then
the pump just blew up.
Yeah, it looked perfect until last week when the pump blew up.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. It looked shitty then, too. Lummy, you got to keep it better. You got to keep a nicer pond. Okay, buddy?
I will. Nicer pond.
Did you write it down?
Yes.
Did you write it down?
Keep the pond nicer.
Oh, PDQ bringing back chicken
That's
tender
disgusting.
Milkshakes. When?
I think it's like
the sooner the
today,
better.
One day only. Maybe it was yesterday.
No, it's July 27th only.
Oh,
so
tomorrow.
Blitz, I probably should do a review on that, right? Because it's a one day only, should I not?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
No, for real. Like, Blitz, you often tell me that when they have these special food kind of shit that I always should do. And like, I did one on the Wagyu burger when it first came out, and that one hit.
Yeah, it did.
Any of that stuff you should do.
My dad is anxiously awaiting it. 100%.
The what?
My dad is anxiously awaiting it. He loves all of your chicken sandwich reviews.
Oh,
he'd love this too.
Well, I'm going to do a new chicken sandwich today.
Where are you going?
I can't. Let me see. Where's my list? Hardee's.
Because you didn't get the Bojangles.
Well, I can't go.
Is
to
that really his fault?
I'm going to go to Bojangles when I go back up to Ocala.
No,
it was not their fault. It was my fault. I went 2 minutes before they closed.
Yeah. No. I know, but I'm saying you were planning on going there, but because you didn't have to go to the track, you didn't go.
Right. But it's on my list. Here's my list so far. Hardee's, Dairy Queen, Chick-fil-A, Bojangles, Pollo Tropical, Steak and Shake, Portantino's, and that's it. That's all I got. And Arby's. So I'm going to probably go up to Waters, and they have a Pollo Tropical up there.
You love hanging out up on Waters.
Everything's up on Waters, even, I think, hookers.
On Waters?
And Lummy, when are you taking when are you going to take my...
I already got with Rick. There was a situation with the tire, so he's trying to find you somewhere.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
My plan was to do it today.
Hold on. Exactly what happened. He said, I'm going to put these tires to the side. I go, somebody's going to fucking steal them.
Take them back here?
No.
He told me,
we'll just put them right back here in this pile. Nobody goes back here. So am I assuming now I should have three tires left and they're gone?
They're gone.
He's looking for them.
They're gone.
Well, he's trying to get more in. Because my plan was to go there today, tape it, you know, get them put on and all that stuff. So he's working
on
more.
You know what pisses me off the most, and I'm sure it's the same as you, when you predict something that's going to happen, mm-hmm. you tell somebody it, they look at you like you're fucking an idiot. Oh, that could never happen. Then it happens. Then you're like, mm-hmm. I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you it was going to happen.
Yep.
When Rick said he's going to put my bald-ass tires in the corner, and I said, Rick, just let me just throw them in the back of the trunk. I'll store them at the BRN, and you know, literally out back, who gives a fuck? They're just old, you know, but I know I got them. Oh, no, we got them right here. We'll store them right here. Nobody ever goes in this corner, this bullshit corner.
Man, you should have stored them at Terry's. Terry wouldn't have done this to you.
Oh, bless.
What?
Nothing. Rick's, he's tore up right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
What did he
by
say?
By tore up, I mean he's drunk.
What did he say to you? I'm coming over to get another tire.
He goes, there's a problem. I don't want you to waste your time. Because I said, well, I'll drop it off so when you're ready to go. And he goes, well, the tires are gone. So what do you mean the tires are gone? He goes, listen, man. Once I found out, he's like, all I've been doing is calling around trying to find new tires, man. Just kind of,
you need to call the police? That's stolen merchandise.
I
call you the police.
Yeah, maybe we should. This is stolen goods.
It was either, it might be an employee, too.
My head is hung.
We will not stand for this.
It might have been an employee that chucked him. He doesn't know.
My head is hung.
Can't throw tires away, man. That's illegal. So now they're illegal dumping? Jesus, we need to call the police twice.
Call the police again.
Stealing and illegal dumping.
But he's very, very sorry, Bubba, and he will get this taken care of.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bubba White Trez burnout series has been abruptly suspended due to the fact that I thought I had three more tires to burn out on, and they've been stolen / thrown away. / taken.
How about that badass burnout we saw yesterday?
mm-hmm. Hey, on the Mustang?
But you do got to admit, Blitz, I can fucking do a white trash.
Oh, absolutely.
My burnouts are badass.
Yes.
But the fan,
not
though,
anymore.
He
not anymore. Because they're gone. They're all gone. All my burnout tires are gone.
Yep. Now what are you going to do?
I'm fucked.
More burnout series. Our YouTube was going so good, but Rick screwed us.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks. I wrap this bitch up. I'm going to go. I got to go give blood at noon. Double milkshake. Yippee-yo.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick, for fucking up my burnout series. It was going to be taking us right to the top.
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't even need the Mega Millions for this.
Yeah, I'd be scoffing at the Mega Millions. Yep. Like, Bubba, you won 74 million. Fuck. Ain't near as popular as my white trash burnout series.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm up there with Cletus McFarlane on that deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well. Yep, just like my chicken dip. I get fucked again.
Oh,
fuck.
Everybody have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.